I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Chile will soon have a new president. He is billionaire Sebastián Piñera. Piñera won yesterday's election in the South American country. His victory ends two decades of rule by a center-left coalition. It returns to power the political parties that supported Augusto Pinochet's dictatorship from 1973 to 1990. Reporter Gideon Long is in the Chilean capital, Santiago. So this move from left to right seems like a huge shift, Gideon, at least from here. Does Chile feel different today?
Well, it does feel slightly different. Certainly, symbolically, it is a huge shift. This is the first time that the right has been back in power since Pinochet stepped down in 1990. And more than that, it's the first time that the right has won power through the ballot box since the 1950s, since 1958. So certainly, symbolically, it feels like a huge shift. But actually, in reality, it probably won't result in huge policy changes. Sebastián Piñera realizes that most Chileans don't want a radical shift to the right. So although it's symbolically important, I don't think there will be huge policy changes once Sebastián Piñera takes over power in March.
What's going to happen about Chile's tumultuous past, especially in terms of the Pinochet years? I mean, there does seem to be a political shift today toward the right, but does that mean that there's any kind of revisiting of the crimes and the abuses of the Pinochet era?
Well, I suspect that the human rights cases, which have been trundling through the Chilean courts over the last few years, will continue. So there will be more convictions from people who were associated with the crimes of the Pinochet years. But to be honest with you, you know, it's 20 years now since Pinochet stepped down. A lot of those who were guilty of those human rights abuses have either been brought to trial or they've died. So Chile, it does feel as though it's moving away from that Pinochet generation now. And with each year, the crimes of the past are less of an issue. People have been brought to justice. And Chileans, I think, are looking to the future now. They don't want to keep harking back to that dark past. And they're looking to the future. In many ways, Mr. Piñera represents that future.
Gideon, it's interesting that Mr. Piñera is an extreme sports enthusiast and he flies his own helicopter. Does he strike any people in Chile as kind of a wealthy international playboy?
Well, not really. I mean, he's been compared to Silvio Berlusconi in Italy. I can see where the comparison comes from, because if you look at the investment portfolios of the two men, both of them own a television channel, both of them are very rich, both of them are entrepreneurs, and both of them have stakes in the leading football clubs in their respective countries. But really, that's where the comparison ends. In terms of their character, they're very different. They're different, very different characters. Mr. Piñera is a family man, and he's not got Mr. Berlusconi's easy charm and easy populism. He's much more, even in public, he still seems a little bit stiff, a little bit formal. So no, he doesn't really have that the jet set playboy image, even though, as you say, he is a helicopter pilot.
Reporter Gideon Long in Santiago, Chile. Thank you so much for your time, Gideon.
Thank you.